Hello, is the show live? I'm making the assumption here that I am live. There's no introduction. There's been nothing. I haven't heard anything. So we are hoping that this is working. My name is Arian, and I don't see anything. Yeah, you can hear me. Okay, so I am the channel for Aruhatala of Telos. Okay, so I see that there's a delay, and I don't know if anybody is listening to me, but I am channeling here. I'm going to be channeling, and we're getting kind of a feedback loop as from the computer as well. So, okay. So I'm sort of hoping that everything is working well. I'm sorry, this is my very first time doing this. So I need to hope that everybody is here listening to this program. And that somebody is going to be calling in, and if they do, there's a number to call, and the number is 347-855-8164. And I hope that people will be listening. I feel kind of funny because I'm not getting any kind of feedback. And I don't know what. I found kind of inane because I don't really know what's happening here because I'm not getting any kind of feedback. So let me start by saying that unless I know anything else happens, I'm going to talk a little bit about who I am and who Aruhatala is. Aruhatala is,
of Telos,
is a higher-level being who is right now coming to us because she would like to help us work on what is going on in our lives. She works with fifth-dimensional energy, and what I mean by that is that she will help us work to ascend. And maybe instead of my explaining all of this, I really need to let her take over. She will be more than glad to answer questions if we can get this to work. But in the meantime, I will just talk, and I will actually have her talk. I have someone else here to help me run this program, and so there may be questions asked. She will also talk a little bit about twin flames because since it's Valentine's Day coming up, everybody has a real interest in that kind of issue. So first of all, let me let Aruhatala come in. Greetings, dear ones. However many of you are out there who are listening to this now or who will listen to this later, it's not important. What is important is that I'm here to talk to you. So what I'm going to do first, before we start, is explain a little bit about what I do, who I am, and how I work. I have been asked by the High Council of Telos, which is a fifth-dimensional city under Mount Shasta, to come and help the people who are outside of the fifth dimension, the people on Earth who are ready to make the next steps in their lives forward toward in their evolution toward ascension, however you want to call this, whether you say transformation, evolution, or whatever, but the interest that you want to change, move on, let go of what's in the way. This is what I've come to do, and this is what I have done to help you work through all of those issues. And I have done this. I've come here and I work through Aryan, who has a certain level of skill that I find very useful to help you, whoever you are, get through blocks that you have, issues that are in your way, help you with healing parts of you that are wounded, and move forward, letting go of old baggage from this life, other lives, and whatever. So this is my purpose in coming here. And it's not, everybody wants to move forward. Everyone has a desire that things should be better. And yet, in this case, we find that a lot of our movement forward is impeded by some of the things that we don't know about, some of the past issues in other lifetimes, in this lifetime, about core issues that are in the way that seem to recur no matter what we do, of all kinds of blocks inside of us. And it would be very nice to say that we can release a lot of them, and we can. And that's a lot of what I've done. I have done a lot of work over the past 3 years, now moving into four, of helping people find those places that need to be healed. So before I go much further than this, I would like to do a simple grounding exercise, because I know that even when people just start listening to all of this information, that things come up for them. And so what that means is that people tend to get out of their body, they fly off, they don't want to hear this, it's too painful to hear, but that's the best time to work on stuff. So what I'd like you to do, to imagine, whoever is listening to this, to imagine that we are going to create a grounding. We are going to ground from the base of the spine, and we're going to be anchored there. But I'd like you to imagine a crystalline grounding cord, like a shaft of quartz coming up from the center of the earth all the way up through you, wider than your body, and firm and solid, going all the way up into the sun. And it's, you think it's very strange that it might be firm and solid, but it's not. It's not so rigid, but it's holding you. It's keeping you there, grounded into your body. That's really what I'm talking about here, grounding into your body so that you can feel safe, you can feel protected, and you can feel ready to let go of what doesn't serve you. And now what I am going to do is I'm going to ask, actually not ask in this case, but I'm going to ask you to imagine that a beam of rainbow light is coming down from the sun right down into your grounding cord and all the way down through that grounding cord into you, filling you up with that rainbow of colors. And it's very important to think of this rainbow of colors swirling through you, the red and orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And all of them, as they swirl through you, are making it easy to scrub out a lot of those places that have been activated by my words. You might imagine it as a very gentle tornado, very gentle though, not whirling and destructive, but something that's there, just a calm spiral moving around you, all through your body, from the top of your head, all the way down, down to below your feet. And any energy that it collects, any blocks that it finds, that it can move those out, scrub them out, and spiral them down into the earth through that grounding cord to be released. That is the simplest, easiest way of finding, of getting rid of things that are out of alignment with you that are coming up. And as I said, a lot of what
I dealt with, and just talking about the things that I was, of what I do, I could imagine that things come up for you. And if they come up for you, this very simple rainbow tornado, I hate that word, it sounds so violent, tornado, but it may be a very gentle breeze, spiral breeze, coming through you, moving through you, moving all of that out, releasing, letting go, and healing. Very important to do all of that. And just take a deep breath. Breathing out anything that is ready to let go and breathing in this rainbow of color. Easy, effortless. Now, why do I like to start with this grounding? As I said, a lot of stuff comes up for me. So what I want to be sure that happens is that I need to know what's going on. That I need to know that what I'm saying is really important. And let's talk a little bit in this point about the fifth dimension, because really this is part of what I'm working with you on, whether it's you, this person, or you, a larger group of people. The fifth dimension is really a higher vibration, a much higher vibration. You know, we had people on this planet who said that there's three dimensions and then there was a fourth one, which is time. But the fifth dimension is more than that. It's a vibration level. You know, scientists try to put things into little blocks and they're not really successful at that. And part of what we are doing here with Spirit is allowing that each of us be able to reach far beyond the potential that we imagine we have on the third dimension, but step much beyond that into the fifth and beyond. And the reason for that is that is all part of our evolution forward. To stay on this planet at a third dimensional level means that we do not grow. If you are here on this planet at this time, you have made a choice to grow, to move beyond what is here. And the fact that so many people are on this planet means that they have made a choice to be in this energy because the planet itself is evolving. And what that means is it no longer wishes to remain at the level it has. The people, the planet itself, the Earth guardians, the cosmic guardians, all of them are saying it's time for this planet, for the people on this planet, for this whole consciousness to change, to evolve, to move forward. This is what is so exciting. And it also can be very fearful as well. People who have come onto this planet at this time are either fearful of what's going to happen, but know they need to be here or ready to embrace it. The ones who are fearful, as the planet goes through its own shifts forward into the fifth dimension, many of them are going to leave because they can't take it, but they will have experienced it, just even a taste of it, so that when they are next ready for their incarnation, they will move forward even a little more. That is very important for them. And for those people who are here to move forward, who are ready, this is a way for them, through me and others, many other beings who are here to make this experience work. We make this happen by this kind of work, by the meditation, by channeling, by bringing in entities to help, or all kinds of ways, removing entities who are unhelpful, doing everything that is possible to help you move forward. There are many exercises to do this. Arian has put them into a book of all of my channelings, or many of them, called Heart Wisdom. And I know she'll say you can buy it at Amazon. I can hear her saying that. Help him. But I am saying that what is really important here is that there is a commitment to moving forward. Because once the process starts, once the earth is in the process, and it is already in this process, there are a lot of people who would like to slow the process down. In fact, even stop it and reverse it. But there is a certain level of momentum that is happening that even though a lot of people really are terrified of this and want to drag their heels or even just stop completely, momentum happens. It just is impossible to keep it from happening without there being some severe wrenching of people's psyches. And that's what I do not want to see here. And that's why anyone who's listening to this, who wants to do this work, it becomes very easy to open into this whole new level of being. So this, of course, brings up core issues. And so I wanted to address a little bit about core issues. So let's see how core issues, what they have to do with you. If you are working on yourself, if you find sooner or later that core issues are what you are finally coming up against. These are the issues that have lived with you not only in this lifetime but past lifetimes. They are woven into the whole concept of your oversoul. They are the thing that has driven you, that has crossed you, that has caused you all kinds of grief for millennia, more than millennia. From the very first moment when you were created as a conscious being. For some reason, these core issues, actually there are many reasons, but I will say these core issues come with you all through your sense of life and being. This is what becomes very, very difficult. They have defined you in one way or another. For example, abandonment is one of the core issues. That is a very primal core issue. And it affects enormous people. The lack, all of these things create issues that prevent you from being who you are. If you would imagine yourself that as standing up straight, when you have a core issue twists you in some way. It's like you are twisted from your center. You can imagine that somebody took the top part of your body and twisted it so you're facing left or right or backwards or even face forward again, except that there's a whole twist in the center of your being, the center of your body. And that's what core issues do, is they twist you. They keep you from moving forward because no matter how much you move, if you are twisted to the side, you're looking to the side and part of you wants to move forward because the lower half is going one way, but the upper half is going a different way. And part of dealing with core issues is untwisting all of those places where you have been turned wrong or where the core issues have really warped you, and that's the word you're warping. And when you work on these core issues, what you are doing is you are really beginning to heal them, to change the warping so that you can stand up straight again. And this is the lifetime that has been chosen because as the earth ascends and you ascend, this gives you both the opportunity to work very hard or very potently on these core issues. Because the earth has core issues. Everybody has core issues. You have core issues. You have to, first of all, decide whether you are ready to let them go. If you are ready to let them go, then you will be able to have a sense of moving forward. That's the first step, is saying, I'm ready to let them go. And then the next step, of course, is burrowing down and finding them and releasing them. That's the not fun part. And that's one of the ways that I'm here to work with people, because I can help people find their places, find their core issues, work with them, and really make changes. So what I'm going to project with you right now is a little exercise. This is a very, very useful exercise. Now, Arian has always done it at a certain third dimensional level, but of course, since I work with fifth dimensional energy, I tend to move up into the fifth dimension. So for those of you who are listening right now, remember you've had that rainbow tornado moving into a lot of places through you. So now I'm going to give you a different exercise, an entirely different one. I'd like you to imagine in your dominant hand, whether it's the left hand or the right, an invisible wand, but this is a special wand. This is a fifth dimensional present time wand. And what that means when I say present time is mostly people live in not the present. You think about what things are going to be in the future. You think about things that happened in the past. You don't focus on what's here and now. And so having something in the present is very difficult. But when you if you have a third dimensional present time wand, which is what Arian has been working with, it just brings you right here into the here and now. But by working with you on a fifth dimensional present time wand, it takes everything that is out of present time and immediately releases what needs to be released from the future and the past and raises it up to a vibration level of the fifth dimension. So for a few moments, you are actually vibrating at this much higher level. And you know, I will say that a lot of people who vibrate at the fifth dimensional level are almost invisible, because they are vibrating at such a high level, they can't be seen with third dimensional eyes. This is very important. So you will be actually functioning at a whole different level when all of you is in the fifth dimension. But even with this fifth dimensional present time on, you won't be there, but you will be clearing stuff out. So what I'd like you to do is take that present time fifth dimensional wand, and starting at the top of your head, let's go down through the chakras, tapping the seventh chakra, then the sixth, and the fifth, and the fourth, and I should say where they are, of course, because the seventh is the top of your head, the sixth is between your eyes, the fifth is at your throat, the fourth is your heart. We'll be coming back to that in a little bit. The third is your solar plexus below your stomach. The sixth is your sacral, just about 3 inches above your pubic bone. And the seventh, the first, is the one at the very base of your spine. And then you can also imagine a chakra, the one below your feet. And also the one at your belly button. And the one at the notch just above your sternum. And then just also tap your whole body, just to remind your whole body to come into present time. You might be surprised. Some people have quite a reaction to that. It's like, oh my goodness, oh wow. Other people feel nothing. Doesn't matter. What matters is that everything is working to release what's in the way, to harmonize what you have, and to move and evolve into a higher level of being. And if you're sitting here and have that little rainbow spiral running through you, it is also helping to release a lot of that stuff that just came up from that present time wand, that fifth dimensional present time wand. So, one of the things that I will mention here, by the way, because Arian is sitting in this room and in her office, beside her is a cat. Now, this is very interesting because cats have a very, very major role to play. Now, dogs do too, but I'm going to talk about cats because when people are working with very high levels of energy, cats show up. When people are working on blocks that need to be released, cats show up. Cats' job is to remove energy that is out of alignment and send it into the earth to be recycled. That's their job. Sometimes cats get sick because people are in, having so much stuff that they're kind of overwhelmed. They're doing their job, but they can't release it enough. But when you are doing your work, and if you have cats, you will find that very soon cats will show up. Now, Arian is reminding me that when she was in Jerusalem just at Christmas, she was doing a meditation, a channeling with me, as a matter of fact, up at the Mount of Olives, and all of a sudden this cat showed up out of the blue and sat with her while we did this meditation together. So cats are very, very much attracted to this very high spiritual energy, to this, and the more fifth dimensional it is, the more cats will just drink it up. But cats feel, it's not that they are greedy and will take it away. They're actually doing a great deal of work as they are, as you are doing your work. They're doing a lot for you. And cats have a reputation, as we know, for being selfish and being self-centered. But the reality is cats are not self-centered. Cats just need to be doing the kind of work that they're here for. And their work is very spiritually oriented. That's the work they do. People don't realize it. And people just think cats sit around and are ignore people. But they're saying, give us the kind of work we need and we'll be there. So, I'm hoping, and I know Arian is hoping, that we are broadcasting, or that some of you are listening. But as it's turned out, it doesn't seem that we have done it right, that we can get calls in. So I don't know if people have been trying to call or not, but we're not getting anything. But it doesn't matter at this point. So, as I said, I was going to talk a little bit about twin flames, because Valentine's Day is coming up. And as Arian, when she scheduled this, she didn't even realize that we were that Valentine's Day was coming. You know, it's very interesting about Valentine's Day, because that brings up all of these issues around love, around twin flames, around being with your soulmate, about being with somebody who is special to you. Now, this is very, this is very soul connecting. This goes to the very heart of ourselves. You know, I say this, to the heart of ourselves. It's the heart that we're talking about. It's an issue that really is a core issue. We are all looking to have a special other person there with us, someone that we can share thoughts with, spirit with. You know, there's all this talk a lot about people who've lived with each other for 50 years and have loved every minute of it. And then of course, there's all of the chaos around marriages that don't work so well, that there's a lot of divorce. So I can go through a lot of stuff with this, but I'm just going to say right now that, first of all, Arian has written a book called 21 Ways to Attract Your Soulmate. And she has listed 21 exercises to attune you to your soulmate's energy. And that's very important for you as you're working on things, because if you don't know who you're going for, or you can't find that person, or you can't tune into that energy, or clean yourself out enough, and this is the important part. This is where I come in when I say cleaning out stuff. If you can't clean out your energy, it's almost impossible for you to find the person you're looking for, because you have blocks to somebody coming to you. So I'm not going to replicate what's in Arian's book, because actually I'm not Arian, and she can chat a little bit about the book at the end of our time here. But I would like to say something about tuning into twin flames. And a twin flame is that other part of you. If you imagine yourself like a half a plate, and there's another half a plate somewhere else, that may, and if the two of you came together as a, and you joined and you moved together and you became one full plate. And why would I use the image of a plate? Well, first of all, Arian uses it in her book, but that's not the reason I did. Because when you turn a plate down and you put it on a table, you can fill it up with all sorts of wonderful things. And that's the kind of relationship you will have when you are connected or attuned to the other person who vibrates at your frequency. Now, that's very important, because lots of times people will marry or get involved with somebody that they think is right, but it is not the right vibration. And they rub along, and that's sometimes they rub together and they fray each other's nerves, and other times they're comfortable. But when you are dealing with the person who's at your vibration level, even though you are going to have third dimensional issues and arguments and fights, the reality is the person at your vibration level who's connected to you and you are ready for that person, the two of you will just seem to move together in a quiet, loving dance. If you have ever seen people who are in love with each other years and years and years later, they are ones who have connected on that very heart, soul, and being level. They are absolutely, totally soul connected. And that's really what you're talking about here. You're looking for someone, you're looking for that person who is on your soul level, the vibration that you need, the vibration that is right for you. So how do you find that person? Well, first of all, you do the exercises that I've just given in this 45-minute talk. You do this vibration exercise, you ground, you run your little rainbow spiral, and you use the present time one to clean you out. And then, what is really important is you invite the seed of that other being's love to come to you. If you hold out your hand and ask that the person who vibrates same level that you do, who is ready, this is the important word, ready to vibrate with you, to put their hand in yours so that the two of you can lace your fingers together and grow in the center of your palms the connection, the love, the vibration of expansion, of expanded love and beingness that you are wanting to have with that other person. This is what you are wanting and needing to create. If you find that nobody is coming at this time, that simply means that the person that you are here to work with isn't ready, or you're not ready for one or many reasons. And I can suggest, as I said, Arian's book that would help you get to that place where you are. So holding out your hand, it might take some time and some of your own personal work to get to that place. But it's always something you'll find that sooner or later, the right person is ready for you, and you are ready for them. So just remind yourself that this is something that you can do for yourself at any time and with anybody. If you keep saying to yourself, oh, is this the right person for me? Is that the right person for me? I met this person. I like that person. Are they the right person? Put out your hand and ask, once you've cleaned yourself up, and ask whose energy is coming to entwine their hands with yours and build that seed of love. If they're not, if none of those people is, they're not the right person. Truly, the right person will come when it's time. I am now going to complete. Arian's going to make a few comments. And I thank you for listening, whoever is listening to this. And have a happy Halloween. Happy Valentine's Day, however it is. And if you have someone that you can share it with, that's wonderful. But if you don't, just share it with yourself. Remember that you can love yourself as well. And thank you. So, this is Arian coming back here. So I would like to say that thank you for the first time. I know it's been a little bit strange. As Aruhatala said, I do have a book called 21 Ways to Attract Your Soulmate. You can get it at Amazon. You can also go to my website, in which many of Aruhatala's talks are on there. The website is ariansaras@wordpress.com. ariansaras@wordpress.com. ariansaras.wordpress.com. Sorry, no at sign. It's .wordpress.com. It's not going to Gmail. It's going to WordPress. And you can find out more information about the books, about me, about Aruhatala. You can see a picture of her. This is an applique that I did of her. And what's coming out of her hands is the white Christed light, which you didn't get this time, but you will. So thank you very much. I think we're short a couple of minutes, but I think it's time to be done. So thank you and goodbye.